I'm Deborah Schachter from the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, and this is Giving Matters. When Sandra Conrad's then-year-old son Ethan was diagnosed with cancer, volunteers from the Childhood Cancer Lifeline were there to support her and her family.
Ethan was diagnosed with pleural pulmonary blastoma, which is a childhood lung cancer. My first interaction with Childhood Cancer Lifeline was when I got contacted by their president, Sylvia Pelletier, to see how I was doing, if I needed anything. They also sent us a gift box. There was a quilt for Ethan, as well as some grocery gift cards, gas gift cards, and phone gift cards. He was in treatment for a year, so there were a lot of times that I needed, you know, I had the support of my husband, you know, we had the support of each other, but you just need someone who's been there. And so calling Sylvia and just having her talk me off the ledge, so to speak, and, you know, just saying, this is normal. What you're feeling is normal. You know, he's going to be okay.
So right now I am a 10-year cancer survivor.
Every year we go to a camp that is hosted by Camp Coniston, and it is for families of Childhood Cancer Lifeline.
It does a bunch of programs like canoeing, archery, frisbee golf, a rock climbing tower, and a lot of other fun things to do. I think it's a great inspiration for the kids who are still in treatment to see that there are survivors, and it gives them more hope that they will survive.
Nonprofit organizations are there to help families through the most difficult struggles. For more information about the Childhood Cancer Lifeline or this series, visit the Giving Matters page at nhpr.org.